Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
We shouldn't have to begin the show this way, and I apologize. My voice isn't at the best shape right now, but what happened in Texas yesterday, I want you to know that we're aware of it too, obviously. How could you not be? And to be honest with you, it was a gut-wrenching thing to see play out on the news, and it's clear what the solutions are.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're not the type of show that's going to dive into that, right? We're supposed to be the happy, fun show. But I just want you to know that, we're thinking about it, too, yeah. This morning. And to all the teachers and to all the kids who've got it on their minds as you wake up this morning, I don't blame you. All we can hope is that somebody does something soon. And there are about 50 people, as Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors pointed out, 50 senators who could do something about it today.
Yep.
Hopefully they do. So I just wanted to say that to start off the show. I apologize on a Wednesday morning where it's sunny and beautiful that we have to start off this way. Yeah. But, it's one of those things. So we are going to take a hard right turn. We are going to be ourselves today. You can't expect the same show from us today, but with heavy hearts.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
All right, now let's check around the room. What's going on with everybody? And I realize, given the start, that this is a difficult conversation. Go ahead, TJ.
Okay, let's talk about the last payphone in New York City that was removed yesterday. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, it was wild.
They had news crews on scene filming the entire thing. The only thing they needed was to play like Celine Dion's "My Heart Will 100%. Go On" as it was being lifted onto the truck.
Is there any left in Toronto?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a few on Bloor. I've seen. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like useful for emergencies, so they're supposed to be around in case you need them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm not sure what New York's
I'm not
doing.
Sure. I'm not sure how they're useful though, because no one carries change.
Yeah.
No, but you can call 911.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Good
for
point.
Emergencies, and then now they're being replaced with like Wi-Fi stations and charging stations.
Oh.
So that's good.
Technology. Jax, what's up with you?
I want to give a shout out to Boston Pizza in Brantford. I went there yesterday. I haven't been to Boston Pizza in years. I just need to give a general shout out because I had one of the best club sandwiches I've ever had yesterday.
They make a mean club.
Brantford, I love ya.
They should have called themselves Boston Club Sandwich.
Oh, so
way
good.
Better.
So good.
Producer Leo, what's going on with you?
To keep in the theme with food, just found out that Oreo and Ritz are teaming up to make an ultimate sweet and salty sandwich.
Don't hate it. I don't hate it.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, huh? I don't hate it.
Not sure if I hate it. Not sure if I love it.
I'm into it.
Yeah?
I'm definitely into
You're
it.
You're a sweet and salty type of guy?
Yum.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's get into it. All right, so coming up, we got to talk about Harry Styles and his vinyl album sales and how they're breaking records. I'm not kidding.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't think that anybody minds when we talk about Harry Styles.
No.
No, God, no.
Lots of things we could talk about with Harry Styles, right? It's where Harry Styles styles himself. It's the way that, he's got, he's dating Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
And they seem to have a really nice and happy relationship. Mm-hmm. It's very private. But Harry Styles and this new album, he had the album of the summer a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And Watermelon Sugar was like the single, right? Mm-hmm. And it seems like he's going to do it again because Harry's House is breaking all kinds of record sales. And I think, TJ, you were talking about it in trending yesterday.
Yeah, it had the most digital sales or something for the first week of the first best album of the year.
And right. It's the most streamed album of 2022 already.
Yeah.
And it's shattered.
And people are buying the CD.
Yeah. Yeah.
What blew me away yesterday, though, when we were talking about it, is afterwards, according to UpRocks, Harry's House has broken the modern era record for largest sales week for a vinyl album.
Wow.
Like a big record. It sold, what did it sell? I think it sold 65,000 CD copies. Mm. The album sold 146,000 vinyl copies.
Unreal. That's wild.
In the United States last week. Just one country, too. That doesn't count Canada or Europe or any of it. So I just thought that's pretty crazy, right? 150,000 vinyl recordings shipped is insane.
Harry's House, the pop-up that was down on Queen on Friday and Saturday, one of eight in the world, one of the first things to sell out was the vinyl.
Really?
Like, he had merch, he had shirts, crewnecks, a bunch of keychains, but one of the first things to go was the vinyl.
It's funny how nostalgic stuff always comes, but then it usually goes, but the vinyl thing is sticking around
again. Yeah, absolutely.
Eh? People are really on board. I've never been a vinyl guy.
So really? I am, and I remember when vinyl was out, and I used to go to Value Village in Scarborough. Mm-hmm. And it would be a bunch of people just dropping their records off. And so you could get any record there for a dollar.
Yeah.
And I used to pick out records that now, if you see them downtown, they're like 30 or 40,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
if they're
yeah.
the original copy. Yeah. Now, I'm not into record collecting, but the thing that you'll love, TJ, about a record and like what it brings is that if you've got some good speakers, they don't have to be great speakers.
Yeah.
You get a lot more of the high end and the low end of a okay. record. So like when you put, the reason that vinyl is special is because like when you listen to an MP3 or you're streaming, and even the, I have this, the Spotify premium edition where you can hear it when you have like a more HD mm-hmm. sound to it. Vinyl records still have better sound than that. So if you're really into somebody's music and you really want to hear how it was supposed to sound, the digital age has not caught up with how great things sounded on vinyl yet. Yeah. So you've got the high ends and the low ends, and if you've got a good sub and some good tweeters and a good system, it doesn't have to be great. Like I said, it's like $150. You get to hear the record in like its full color, and there's something really special about that. I'm a bit of an audiophile, I admit that.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I will take vinyl over anything else all day, and it's not just because I'm a hipster on that stuff. I really truly think it's the best way to listen.
Even those recreates, like Crossley does, like just a little box record player that you can use,
you
a little box stand, and has like a built-in speaker. Like hearing Fleetwood Mac, for example, like Dreams was meant, like that album was meant to be played on record. Like it sounds completely different than on Spotify.
It's different from even like the radio. Like we compress all of our music, right?
Yeah.
Because it has to go through processors and then has to be, you know, beamed up to the CN Tower and then beamed out to the city, right? So it loses a little bit of that punch. But if you're really feeling it, like if you really love a song, try to listen to it on vinyl, and it's a different experience. It's cool. Punch.
Okay, new plan. We buy the Harry Styles vinyl. We all sit in the room on really comfy couches, and we listen to it together and not say a word.
I like that. I like that.
And then we all kiss.
Sounds like something our parents did.
Yeah.
Including the kissing part.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, new trend. When you were planning your vacation, have you ever used a travel agent?
Never.
Never.
I did to go to Dominican Republic.
Did you?
In 2013.
Why did you need to use a travel agent for that?
Because I didn't know what I was really doing. And my girlfriend time wanted to go away.
So before the pandemic, I guess, the travel agency thing, I wouldn't say it was necessarily in trouble, but it was shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because a lot of people our age, you could just go on a website and pick all the options and it's already there, right?
Yeah.
People are using travel agents again. They're saying that 76% of advisors are seeing a jump in demand for their services, especially elite travel companies, ones that like get you on like
that.
A honeymoon or something like that, where you're going to pay a lot more money than you normally would. They said post-pandemic flight cancellations, understaffing, obviously that's a big problem, and obviously COVID testing requirements. And of course, hotel rates are through the roof now. Mm-hmm. You need somebody who can actually navigate all of that.
Yeah.
And they're saying travel agents are the best people to go for.
I've never used one before, but Val and I have already decided that from now on, we're going to use travel agents.
Really?
Yeah, because we went through something over Christmas where we had a trip book and we booked insurance for it. And the website that shall not be named ended up like voiding our policy within 24 hours of us purchasing it because we didn't call a number.
And it didn't say, and it said it at the bottom, but like you would never have seen
You'd
it.
Never
right?
have seen it. So we lost like a bunch of money and didn't get to go on our trip.
You lost all the money that you spent on that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I remember that. I remember being so sad.
It's horrible. But we made a vow then, like number one, we're not using that website ever again. And number two, like we're just doing travel agents because it's, I don't need to be fooled by a website one more time.
Travel agents are also sneaky. They find the fun stuff. And they also have the full reviews of all these places, so they know the spots.
Yes.
Like, you can blindly go on these websites and be like, nah, well, this resort looks nice, or this spot looks okay. But they actually know the details. Also, the good thing about travel agents is most of their training is at these places. So they've been firsthand, right?
Yeah, and they can kind of tell you. Yeah, it's sort of like... they were saying the same thing about real estate agents, right? For a while, they're like, well, you know, you don't really need one. Except that you do.
Yeah,
right?
Use an agent. Yeah.
You do. You need it. It's good to use an agent. You're legally protected. There's a whole bunch of things that you should use it for. And it's so funny. There's so many things that were supposed to be obsolete that you're like, oh, wow, this thing my parents used for years?
Maybe need it.
Maybe they were right.
We were just talking about Harry Styles vinyl. It's the exact same thing.
100%. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I wanted to shout out a couple text messages. Good morning. Might have missed it, but Adam, you feeling okay? You sound different. take lots of vitamins, hot fluids, and rest. And then another person with a little more of a, like, this is more like what my mom would say, a little more blunt. Adam, please drink some honey and lemon. You sound like you're about to die. Listen.
Mummy alert.
I'm not sure what happened yesterday, but I basically lost my voice in the afternoon. And then it sort of came back this morning. And obviously I'm here. And I know I sound nasally or whatever, but I feel fine. Yeah. Just one of those things.
I know what happened. I know exactly what happened.
What happened?
You go home after the show and you chirp, chirp, chirp and yell about hockey. That's all you do is you scream about hockey and different sports, and then you lose your voice. And I'm tired. I'm tired of this game bringing you down.
You're tired of this game we're playing?
I'm tired of this game taking my man away. But seriously, stop yelling.
You're not wrong, but the Leafs have been out for a couple weeks, so I don't think it was about
hockey. No, he's found another team to yell about.
What I do want to talk about is the personality traits we develop later in life.
Okay.
That people say, man, I wish I'd figured that out sooner. That's how I feel about my 20s in general.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God, if I had some knowledge in my 20s, if I wasn't just a dummy, I would have been more successful. Now, let's start with the first one. The ability to not take things personally.
Yes.
Oh, I'll let you know when that happens.
It's tough. It's still tough. It's almost like sometimes I feel like if I have a perceived slight, like it takes me like, can take me a few hours to go, am I going to take this personally or am I going to take this personally? Mm-hmm. And like, we have to run through the reasons why I shouldn't and the reasons why you should. And most of the time I come to the conclusion that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's incredibly freeing.
It is.
Yeah.
But as TJ said, I'll let you know when that happens, right? Number two, firmness, setting boundaries.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still working on that.
Oh, imagine how much better the early 20s would have been if I knew how to tell people no.
Yeah.
So what do you do to set boundaries now? That, you know, you're a little bit different about it. You guys have been in therapy, as have I.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, one of the biggest things that I learned about boundaries is you don't put boundaries on people. You put boundaries on yourself. Because you can't manipulate or control somebody else's behavior. And the second that you are like, well, my boundaries on them didn't work, and realize that boundaries are for you, not them, it's huge. So I can say no to things. I don't have to expect somebody to do something for me. Like, it's not their job to not ask what I don't want them to ask. It's my job to say no.
See, and I even like Jax's system better, because what I do is I set expectations with people, and those are my boundaries. So it's like, you know, Adam, it's I expect you to not call me after 7 o'clock, something like that.
Yes.
And if you do, then I have a reason to not speak to you for a week, passive aggressive.
No, it's up to you not to answer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How about the ability to tell yourself to shut up when you're overthinking? That's tough.
I can't. I am such a bad overthinker.
Me
constantly.
Too. Yeah. So I rely on Natalie, and Natalie relies on me. That's what we do. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here's what sometimes, and it took me a while to get here because with other partners, I never felt comfortable enough with myself.
Yeah,
it wasn't
their
fault. Comfortable enough with myself to admit what I was thinking was a little bit crazy. And what I would end up doing was getting stressed out and then being a pain in the butt to deal with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm going to tell you. And sometimes when you say it out loud, you're like, wow, that does sound really stupid.
I'll straight up ask Michelle, am I in reality right now? And she'll say no.
Right. Yeah.
No, honestly.
How about this? Number four, decisiveness, the ability to make a decision and just stick with it.
I've become very decisive over big things, but with smaller things in life, I'm still not like, oh, we could eat a Boston pizza or we could eat a
Kelsey's. Do you struggle with that? Really?
Yeah, it's small decisions.
Jax?
I am getting better, but that's a huge thing for me that I'm working on because I have the tendency to people please. So I'll make a decision. I have no problem making the decision. It's repercussions that come after that I've thought about myself.
So here's what happened to me. I found in my 20s, when I didn't make decisions, when I wasn't decisive in the moment.
Yeah.
And obviously sometimes you can take 24 hours.
Yeah.
And my favorite saying is, you know what? I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes where you just don't have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And if people force you on that, you go, you know what? I'm sorry. I just don't have an answer for you right now. Let me think about it. I find sleeping on things works.
Yeah, take a beat.
But if you got to be decisive, because if you don't make the decision will be made for
you. Exactly,
And that was the one thing I was like, oh, I learned that lesson over and over again, and then I was like, finally, like, all right, I better make a decision and, you know, actually have some balls here. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto could see a stormier summer than normal. Did you know this weekend? A new long-range forecast is predicting we will experience more thunderstorms and above-normal precipitation compared to last year, saying this may be a busy summer in terms of severe thunderstorms, especially from Windsor to Toronto to the Ottawa corridor. But they did say that it means we won't have as much of a drought, so yay.
I mean, that is good. That is good for the earth. Not good for my body and my tan, but it's good for the earth.
According to science, this is the amount of money you'll need to make to be never stressed again. And it's actually lower than you imagine. On average, people think they need to earn a minimum of $86,000 to never feel stressed about their finances again.
Okay.
According to the survey, too, they found that 66% of people have avoided social events because they felt embarrassed or they're uncomfortable with their financial situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's awful. Netflix has a game that's coming to the app next week. Have you guys heard of Exploding Kittens? It's a little card game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're adding that to the mobile version of Netflix. And you can play with up to 5 friends. And basically, you flip over virtual cards decorated with cat art until the exploding kitten is revealed and the game explodes. And it's all supposed to be fun. It started as like a crowdfunded project on the internet. And then it became this like cult classic. And now they're even doing a series based on the game, which, if you can believe it, will premiere on Netflix next year. So Netflix expanding its role beyond just making bad movies and overrated television shows.
Stop it.
Oh, tell me I'm wrong. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, I got a question about setting precedence in relationships. I love this. It's my favorite thing. Because when a relationship's relatively new, when you go through something for the first time, you get to set the precedent of like how we're going forward with this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like early on in a relationship, I always tell somebody, I don't text a lot. So please don't text me all day because I'm not going to respond. I want to catch up with you at the end of the day. I want to miss you. And then yeah. I want to hear about your day. Right? That's something that's like a precedent setting move. Other people don't like that. Other people are like, hey, if I message you and you don't message me back in 5 minutes, I assume you're dead. So you're going to have to message
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
So it's just whatever works for you, right? So one of the things, my relationship isn't that new. We've been together almost 2 years.
Yeah.
But we haven't done a lot of the things that a couple does because of the pandemic, right? Like we've never been away on vacation together, mm-hmm. yeah. except for her parents' cottage.
It's not a vacation. You know,
it's not a vacation. No. It's different, right? We've never had, she's never gone away for the weekend. I've never really gone away for the weekend. So this past weekend, she was in Miami with her girlfriends. And there was like 6 of them and they went and they had a good time, whatever. And, you know, like, cool, whatever. Everly and I went up to my parents' place in the country, in Smith Falls,
yeah.
and avoided all the bad storm stuff, which was crazy. And I had a great time. However, here's what happened. And this is where this is a precedent setter, okay? Because Natalie is big on communication when you're away.
Okay.
And not anything like, what are you doing? Who are you with? Nothing yeah. like that. But like, hey, how are you? What's going on? But she went down there. And despite being on her family's cell phone plan, which I always like to make fun of her for, she didn't want to put on data. So anytime that she wanted to chat, she was in the hotel room or at a public Wi-Fi or whatever. And then she'd like shoot me a couple text messages or something like that. And she says, when I go away to Montreal, because I'm going away to Montreal for the NHL draft in July, she's like, you gotta call me every day. Did I get a call every day in Miami? Ask me.
Did you get a call every day in Miami?
I did not get a call every day in Miami. Now, what she is claiming, and we have been going back and forth about this, she's claiming that that is not a precedent-setting move. She says because we're in the same border, that I have to then call every day at least for like 5 minutes and say, hey, what's up? And I'm saying, wait a second, you didn't live by your own rules here. So okay. I don't think that I should have to live by the rules that you've arbitrarily made up and then not followed.
Do you require a call from her when she's away every day?
No.
Exactly. But she requires one from you. It doesn't matter if it's equal, then it's gonna be equal. You don't do things to just receive them back. That's not the way relationships especially work. If she would like something in the relationship and she's asking for it, I mean, just step up.
I think that we have to needs. Have some equal would be both of us following the same rule.
But you
rule.
Said that you don't share that mutual
need. No, I don't
need
it. I don't
yeah,
need it.
But that doesn't mean that she doesn't okay. need it.
Like, but the rules should be yeah. what both people need, should it not?
No, rules don't necessarily have to be equal.
What?
Yeah, like I don't have
you
the same.
You just said you wanted equal.
I don't necessarily have the same love languages as Michelle. Like she doesn't necessarily need the same things that I do, but that doesn't
mean that
she doesn't need to meet my needs.
Let's say Michelle goes away and let's say, and just for, I don't know if she's doing this, but let's say it's a bachelorette party and you're not there.
Okay.
What's the expectation?
If she was like, hey, I'm going to give you, or if I said to her, I'd like you to call me every day, I mean, hopefully she would show up to that, even if it wasn't my shared need.
Right.
You know?
Now, it doesn't mean that I don't want to talk every day. It just means that.
No.
It just means that if you're busy and you're with your girlfriends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's okay. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but she's just...
Yeah?
Yeah.
She wants calls, you give her calls.
What?
Call her every hour.
No, with every hour.
Hourly updates as to where you are, share your location, and ask her to call you every hour.
Really?
No, yeah. Don't do...
So
don't.
Ooh, no, wait, that's way more passive aggressive. You say, oh yeah, then why don't you call me?
No.
Let me know where you are.
So what do you think that would gain me, TJ?
Don't listen to him.
It means that you would win. Which is the most important thing in the relationship is to win.
Oh. I like some of these text messages. Love languages don't have to match. Yeah. Listen to Jax. Lesbians know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Equity, not equality, yeah. Adam. I agree with Jax. Wow, there's not a single person that's like, hey, Adam, I think you got a point here. We both got to live by the same laws.
She's 100% right. It costs you nothing to, at the end of the night, be like, hey, here's how my day was. It'll be a 20-minute phone call. You'll say, I love you at the end, and then you move on with your day.
I don't mind the phone call, but my thing is that if that's the case, then she's got to deliver it on her end, too, does she not?
But you don't want it.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't want it. I'm just saying I'm not going to die if it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? If we don't connect and you're out with your girlfriends, you're in a nice restaurant, I'm not going to be like, hey, interrupt your dinner and call me.
It's not as important to you then. So it's not a shared need, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Just meet hers and she'll meet yours too. Simple.
This is not simple.
The hourly call works too.
No!
I like the hourly call. Deluge of calls.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to throw this at you as a hypothetical, okay? So your partner goes away for the weekend with their friends. And if you went away for the weekend with your friends, they would expect a call every day. But when they go away, you don't get one. Is the new rule between the two of you that we don't have to call every day? Because here's the thing. For me, it's so funny. We're having this conversation because Nat was in Miami this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people that is super chill. It's not that I don't want to hear from you. It's not that I won't pick up the phone. If you call, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how your day goes. Mm-hmm. But if you're busy and you're with six other people, you know, I can understand how things get busy and you got to get ready and you got to go out and you got to do this. You got to do it. It's corralling.
You want their focus to be where they are, not necessarily just with you.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Exactly. And people are texting going, Adam, why don't you want to call your girlfriend? It's not that.
Jax, does Adam hate Natalie?
But here's the thing, Adam, is that you don't require a call. You don't need
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Exactly. Of course I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I'm like, well, she's busy. She's having a good time.
But relationship needs don't have to be mutual, nor do they have to be shared.
But laws do need to apply to everybody, do they not?
Even. They don't have to be even. What you need may not necessarily be what she needs and vice versa. And that's beautiful. That's healthy. That's awesome.
What are the texts saying, Teach?
From the 905, Natalie was in the States, so it would have been like a crazy fee for her to call you, but you are just going away to Canada. Or somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, Adam.
Just give the woman her 5 minutes, Adam.
No, it's not a thing that he doesn't want to call her. He's just I don't feel the need to be called, so why do you,
Yeah, thank you, Jax. Yeah. Appreciate that. Because instantly people are like, well, what's wrong in that relationship?
You have no problem communicating. You just don't have the same communication requirements.
I think there's some people that require, and I've dated people like this, that require a call out of anxiety.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you don't call me, you don't love me.
Yeah, you're not thinking about me if I don't hear from you.
And that is a deeper problem.
And that is not how I feel. I definitely don't feel that way.
No, you're just looking for everything to be equal.
Yeah.
Not in a great way, though.
No.
Go ahead.
For the 647, I agree with Jax.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah, shocker. Adam doesn't need as much communication. If he wants more communication, he needs to communicate that. She does need that, so she has communicated.
Now,
needs
communication,
man.
Look, scan through all the text messages.
Yep.
What side is the majority on? Are they on Jax's side or my side?
I'm going to let you guess at what side.
Just tell me. Just say.
Jax's side.
Okay, now, here's what I'm going to say. Here's why I don't trust those results.
Why? Yeah.
Because on this show, Jax can say anything.
No.
That's true.
Literally anything. Yeah. And people are like, you know what? She's got a good point.
But this is a good take. Yeah. This is a good take. Come on.
Jax could be like, you know what? I feel like we should all run naked today. And people are like, Jax.
She's not wrong.
Jax,
there.
You're right.
Jax would come on and be like, most dogs are dumb. And people would be like, yeah, it's true. I'm more of a cat person, Jax.
That's not true. I just desperately need you to show up for your girlfriend better, Adam.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, I'm getting chirped on our text lines.
Pretty good, too.
Cookie Monster loves to give us prizes this morning.
Listen to the radio. I love the radio.
Me love cookie. Me love prizes.
It's more of a caveman, but
you know,
still works.
Jags and TJ, I told them at 7 o'clock. I'm like, guys, for our 7 and our 9 o'clock contest, can you please cover it for me when we're like going, woo? Obviously, you know why. You can hear it. But they didn't do that.
No, we're not doing it. We're going to let you just sit in it.
That's nice. Thank you. Now, we need to talk about Jax. I want to put Jax on the spot here. Because Jax, I don't know if you had heard this about Jax, but she signed up for a 10K. And whenever somebody signs up for a 10K, you're like, hey, good for you. Although secretly, I always think that sucks.
Yeah.
because why run unless something's chasing you? Now, Jax, 10Ks are an hour long for most people. And I just want to ask you, 3 weeks away from your 10K,
yeah.
How much training you have done?
Because you've had to have done some at this point, right?
A little bit of training. A tiny sliver of training.
Like training for the purpose of the 10K? None.
How much running have you done?
I do running at the gym when they tell me to. And I do a lot of spin. But I've never run a 5K, a 10K, anything like that.
And is this a bike riding 10K?
What's that?
Is this a bike riding 10K?
Is this a talking 10K?
Is it
TJ?
Is it a sweat and tonic 10K or is it an actual 10K
where you actually have to
hit pavement for Shoppers Drug Mart?
Yeah, and my fiance is like a good runner, and I know that she's gonna leave me the dust, but I'm looking forward to that because no one will see when I start walking.
Okay, but why did you sign up for this in the first place?
Because I love to your challenge
fiance.
Myself.
You love your fiance.
I love my fiance, and I also like that when there's something that I can't do, and then I do it. I like a challenge. Mm. I like a mission.
You really do like a challenge because you've prepared 0% for it. Yeah.
Well,
challenge.
No, I gotta find my pace. That's what people
what
tell
that mean?
Me.
You gotta try first.
Mish told me that I have to go really, really, really slow. She said almost to the point that it looks like you're like kind of walking.
It's because she's worried about you.
She is. And she said, I have to get special shoes. Like, I have, like, Nike running shoes. And she said those won't be enough. Like, you have to get, like, Brooks or New Balance.
You got to get Heelys.
We're getting text messages. Yeah. One from Pickering. Hey, guys, I need a video summary of this 10K when it happens. Please.
It's going to be more
science.
Like 2.5K.
I grew up thick. Mm-hmm. I was a thick child. Mm-hmm. And when others were doing, like, you know, the cross country or, like,
which is why I was on the cross country team.
I was in the woods hiding. Or, like, doing cheat laps. Mm-hmm. Like, when you would have to do a lap, but then there was, like, little shortcuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've been ready for this my whole life.
Yeah, you've been preparing.
Here's another text. Hey, Jax, my first 10K took me an hour and 20 minutes. I didn't come in last, so don't worry about finishing. All right, straight up.
I'm actually, like, kind of scared. Like, can I? Okay, well, Can I do this?
Absolutely, you can.
I think you can. I think it's just at this point you've left your homework to Sunday night.
Yeah, you've been not. Yeah,
but you'd be surprised with self-will.
No. Here's the problem, right? Because TJ's not in this level yet, because he's still in his 20s. But you and I are—you're basically about to turn 34. I already am 34.
I'm not 34, Adam.
And this
you
is
are,
where
I'm not.
This is where, if you don't train, you get injured. And you have to be, I'm not kidding. You can, it's like people that do CrossFit that are not prepared to do CrossFit.
But I'm
fitting
up
to work your way up
like,
to it. You
I
can't
do,
just fire it off and be like, I'm going to do 100 sit-ups today.
Right, but I go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, and my body is somewhat prepared. It's not like I'm like
text message
going
here.
In rogue.
I'm more concerned about Jax getting hurt. Yeah, because it's not you're not gonna blow out a knee, but if you pull a hamstring, goodbye the next 6 weeks.
Jax is gonna be showing up to work in a scooter, like one of those motorized rascals, and
taking the bike lane to work.
When she backs up to leave to go to the bathroom, you're gonna hear that beep beep beep.
You will carry me like the queen
so,
I am.
So here's the question, all right? If you're a runner, or if you're not a runner, and you've tried one of these 10Ks, 3 weeks left, right? 3 weeks this weekend, or 3 weeks less than 3 weeks now? What weekend is it?
It's June 11th weekend.
June 11th weekend. That is this weekend, next weekend. It's in two weekends.
2.5 weeks, yeah.
So Jax has 2.5 weeks. It's Wednesday today. Is this even a good idea? Does Jax stand a chance?
Not a good idea.
999 to text. 416-872-9999. I agree, TJ. I don't think it's a good idea.
You could do it, but like you should start now.
Yeah,
like, you should leave the show early and go.
You all. I'm going to show you.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so let's pretend your friend says, hey guys, I got a 10K run in 2.5 weeks. And you say, how much training have you done? And they say, zero. I haven't even gone for one run yet. Do you suggest that that's a good idea or a bad idea? Now, TJ and I are suggesting to Jax that maybe she shouldn't do this 10K run in a couple of weekends.
Literally in like 2 weeks.
The only reason Jax signed up for this is because her girl, her fiance now, Michelle, is a runner.
You guys are haters.
It's the only reason you signed up for this. You don't want to actually do this. I know you don't want to do this.
You don't even go to the gym, and
I have a gym in my basement.
I'm gonna run right over you guys.
And that's cool, but
she's lashing out now.
There's no way that you actually want to do this. I know you don't.
I do because I it's something that I haven't done, so I want the feeling of doing it. I want to conquer this. I want to succeed, and I want to pass my mission.
Now, my concern, honestly, and it's because I'm in my mid-30s now, and so is Jax.
No, I'm not. I'm 33.
I'm 34, and Jax will be 34 in like a month and a half.
Not yet.
Okay? And here's the thing. What happens is you get injured.
I'm young.
You flat out get injured. You do. You have to stretch, and you have to run. You're not a baby. You're acting like one, though.
I'm just a baby.
Now, what are the techs saying, TJ? Are people saying this is a good idea?
Kind of.
What?
Sort of, but
all
not
right,
really.
Let's hear it.
Let's start here from the 289. Terrible, terrible idea. She's going to blow a hammy and be in a scooter till the end of the summer.
Yes.
You don't know that.
Going to the gym and training for a 10K are two completely different things.
Yes, they are. Running and lifting weights are different.
Yeah.
Really different.
I have incredibly strong legs.
That's great, but
you're
going to
need them when you're in rehab.
Yeah.
Okay. These sticks are made for walking and running.
From the 647, Jax will do great. Stop putting bad thoughts in her head.
Yeah.
You guys should have a contest to guess Jax's finishing time in the 10K. I guess 1 hour and 14 minutes. Okay, fine. Let me venture a guess. 4 hours.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. If somebody else said, hey, Jax can do it, girl power.
That's
girl
right.
power isn't going to stop you from straining something. And listen.
These ovaries will keep me strong, baby.
It's not that I don't think you can. It's that you didn't train for this. And I'm worried about you because here's the deal. When Jax gets injured, TJ, who's going to hear about it the most?
What's our problem?
It's going to be our
problem.
Okay,
you know what?
It's going to be our problem.
You think that
you're going to be like, guys, it's going to take me forever to go to the bathroom now. I can't go to the bathroom.
Then you can't do your dance videos.
Yeah,
you're
going to
make people sad on the internet. Is that what you want?
I'll never stop dancing.
How are you
going to
do your garbage videos if you can't walk around?
Guys, this is bad vibe central.
Not bad vibe.
I got one more text, and then I want to read you what a 10-kilometer radius is just to kind of put in perspective.
Okay, all right.
This one from the 905. I'm a run coach. She can join my run group to prepare. It's a great idea to do a 10K. She'll be happy that she did it. I'm not denying that you're going to be happy that you did it.
When
because
I
you're
do
a happy
it.
Person. You'll be happy doing literally anything. But
I'm worried about you. I'm concerned.
No, you're
People
not.
Are like, oh, your concern is bad vibes. I'm like, you're literally suggesting something that could be contrary to her good health.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, you're doubters.
All right, now, TJ, let's put into context what 10K actually looks like. Okay.
So I did a radius from our studios here at 299 Queen Street West. If you're unfamiliar with downtown, it's, you know, the building that has the car coming out of the side of it because people will park just about anywhere.
It's the Much Music building. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're heading west from that area, out towards like Mississauga area, that's like running from that building, the Much Music building, to Islington.
Okay.
All right.
That's a 20-minute subway ride.
If you're heading, it's one of the last subway rides.
Actually. Yeah.
One of the last subway stops. If you're heading east, it's about Warden and Danforth.
You understand that's Scarborough, right?
No, that's fair.
That's like running from downtown to Scarborough.
But I'm going
to
have my pace, and it'll be
steady. Okay, tell us.
I feel like the north one is the most scary.
Okay.
It's like running from the Queen Street building all the way to Yorkdale.
Okay.
Yorkdale
which
Mall.
Which is the 401.
Like up the Allen.
Well, when I make it to Yorkdale, I can pick... No, hang on. I can pick out the present. I can pick out the present that Adam and TJ are going to be buying me.
Yeah, that's fair.
When I win this. So 999-999, what should Adam and TJ buy me when I do this?
Last text from the 289. Jax, pre-book your physio appointment now.
You two are going to need a physio appointment.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Right, that's it for us for today. Producer Leah, can you hit us up with star of the show?
Yes. It is going out to the last payphone in New York City.
R.I.P. Long may it rest.
I never got a chance to say goodbye. But yeah, it's gone. It was removed yesterday in Midtown Manhattan on 50th Street. And that's the end of the payphones in New York City. And I don't know. I think we still kind of need them around.
It's the end of crime.
It shouldn't.
I think there's better ways to report crime than a payphone these days. Like, there's those buttons that they put on transit shelters.
Bus stops and stuff. Yeah.
I don't mean that. I mean the anonymous calls that only come from payphones in Law and Order.
Oh, my God.
You know that. That's where it all starts in
Law and
Order.
You're going to have to go get your burner phone for that now.
Exactly. They had a whole ceremony when they removed it and put it on a flatbed truck. Like, there's a bunch of news cameras around, and I think people were crying.
I can't remember the last time I saw one in Toronto.
They're around, but they're kind of, they're almost like built into the ecosystem, so you don't notice them until you notice them.
Right.
They're
right.
still they're in around TTC stations, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're still there. Because not everyone has a phone, right?
It's important to have emergency buttons and stuff like that, like talkbacks, but that's the thing is you don't need a phone for that. Yeah. You can just press a button and it should be... Man, that it is kind of crazy.
I remember
like trying to bum money off my my friends growing up and just because like sometimes I had like a half an hour walk home.
Yeah.
So I used to try to find 25 cents in like grade 7 to call my mom to come pick me up. And one day she's like, stop calling me and where are you getting all this money from? Walk home, you lazy, lazy boy.
Guys, call collect. That's what
I was just going to say call collect.
My mother would always have to accept and she hated it.
Oh.
You know, never made one call on a payphone.
Do you never?
Never once.
Do you remember the trick? I guess you never knew. Did you ever call anybody collect?
No.
Okay, so when you called collect, the key was...
Yeah.
Do you know that
I know the key.
Okay, the key is to, especially if it's your parents, get the message out before they have to accept the call.
So
hi, like, Leah,
your name.
Yes, you make, hi, Mom, can you please come pick me up? Thanks, bye. Yep. And that would be the name.
Yep.
Yeah, and then...
That's so smart.
You could also just yell, help.
Yeah.
And then they'd answer it.
Grow up in Scarborough. You got to be economical about it. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Now you know.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.